Now, we come to verse 5, and he spared not the old world. And he's going to talk in chapter 3 about three worlds, the world that was, the world that is, the world that will be. I have a little book. Now, that one we're sending to folk who send in a gift. At this time, we're studying 2 Peter, and the title of the book is Three Worlds in One. And it's on 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter. We'll be getting to that. Now, he spared not the old world, that is, before Noah, but he saved Noah, the 8th person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Now, the people were religious. They just left God out of their religion, that's all, the living and true God. They were living as if God did not exist at all. And they were living in the flesh. And believe me, the idea today that you and I in the flesh have some good, Paul says that there's absolutely no good in us at all. Paul says, I have discovered that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. I have before me a report that's made by Dr. Turnbull in his book, Mountain People. Those that have been discovered in Africa, and he's made a study of these people. And they absolutely are living, according to him, lower than animals. Children are cast off by the mother at the age of 3. They must provide for themselves or die. They find berries and bark and insects, and they scavenger around what is left of wild animals. And the stronger literally take food from the mouths of the elderly. And the author said that it would be an insult to animals to call their behavior bestiality. Now, this man's not a Christian, and he describes these people. They are called the IK, the ick. The ick teaches us. Now, this is what Dr. Turnbull, who's a humanist, he's not a Christian, he says the ick teaches us that our much vaunted human values are not inherent in humanity at all, but are associated only with a particular form of survival called society, and that all, even society itself, are luxuries that can be dispensed with. In other words, man apart from God is nothing in the world but an animal, and it's an insult to an animal to say that man is that. You see, it's God that gives values. It's God that gives moral standards today, and none of them are inherent in us today. And it was that kind of a world that God destroyed at the flood. Every thought and imagination in the heart of man was evil, and was evil continually. And violence was abroad in the earth at that day. And God did well in bringing judgment at that particular time. And maybe you don't like that. And I'm sorry if you don't. But you happen to be living in God's world, and this world is going to be run according to His rules. You can be sure of that. You can either conform or move out. And I don't know where you're going if you move out, but you have to go somewhere. Now, will you notice he mentions the third, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto us that after should live ungodly. Now, that's the flesh that God judged there. They were given over to sodomy. Homosexuality was approved in Sodom in the United States, probably the only two nations that have ever given legal approval to this awful thing that man indulges in. Until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloved.